谢谢 this day that you are a living God.
主主我们感谢赞美你因为你是永生神。
And by the Spirit of God, we can walk again in the garden with you.
借着神的灵我们能够再一次 与你在园中散步。
We know you have wonderful secrets you want to speak to our hearts.
主我们知道你对我们有何等的奥秘要向我们说明。
And we have many things we want to speak to you as well.
主我们也有许多话想要与你说。
And so we come to you in your name.
主我们真是奉着你的名来到你跟前。
We ask as we share the word of God together.
我们分享神话语的时候。
It may be a time of your speaking to us.
这真是你向我们说话的时间。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We are in a season where we're talking about the love of God.
我们在一个季节里头，我们讲到神的爱。
But the problem with speaking of the love of God is that love is a two-way relationship.
我们讲到爱的时候，爱是一条双向的道路。
Love that is sent out is not complete until it comes back.
这个出去的爱，是不完全的，一直要等到它回来。
The love of God has been sent out to us.
神的爱已经向我们发出。
But our ability to return that love to Him.
可是我们能够把这个爱回应给他的那个能力
is essential for us growing from little children to His Son.
就能够叫我们从孩童一直长成到他的儿子。
When we talk about the love of God,
当我们讲到神的爱
of course we think of the Gospel of John.
我们就想到约翰福音。
It's absolutely full of the love of God.
它真是满满的充满了神的爱。
He mentions the word love 29 times in his gospel.
在这个福音书里头，他提到了29次关于这个爱。
And all the other three gospels together don't speak of love that many times.
别的三本福音加起来都没有他这个多。
And so we're going again to look into this gospel of John and John chapter 13.
所以我们再一次来翻到约翰福音，特别是13章。
Now, if you could please open your Bibles, we want to look at John 13 and a number of verses regarding Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
我们要看约翰福音第十三章，我们也要看到就是主耶稣他洗门徒的脚。
John chapter 13, verse 1.
约翰福音第十三章第一节。
I am reading, by the way, from a new translation that's called the Passion Version.
我读的这个英文的版本，它叫做热情的版本。
This translation comes out of scholarly discussions about love and what it means.
这是在一些圣经学者他们经过讨论以后，他们特别思想到爱的意义。
And one of the things that's been misunderstood among Christians is how passionate the love of God is. And our love for Him.
基督徒许多没有了解的是认识到神对我们那热情的爱和我们的对他的回应。
So we begin verse 1.
我们看第一节。
Jesus knew that the night before Passover would be His last night on earth before leaving this world to return to the Father's side. All throughout His time with His disciples, Jesus had demonstrated a deep and tender love for them. And now he longed to show them the full measure of his love.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Before their evening meal had begun, the accuser had already deeply embedded betrayal into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
Now Jesus was fully aware that the Father had placed all things under his control, for he had come from God and was about to go back to be with him.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
So he got up from the meal and took off his outer robe and took a towel and wrapped it around his waist.
就离席站起来脱了衣服拿一条手巾束腰。
Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' dirty feet and dry them with his towel.
随后把水倒在盆里 就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。
But when Jesus got to Simon Peter, he objected and said, I can't let you wash my dirty feet, you're my Lord.
挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Jesus replied, you don't understand yet the meaning of what I'm doing, but soon it will be clear to you.
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Peter stared at Jesus and said, You'll never wash my feet, never.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
But Peter, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, Jesus said, then you will not be able to share life with me.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
So Peter said, Lord, in that case, don't just wash my feet, wash my hands and my head too.
西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
Jesus said to him, You are already clean. You've been washed completely. And you just need your feet to be cleansed. But that can't be said of all of you. For Jesus knew which one was about to betray him.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
Verse 12.
十二节。
And after washing their feet, he put his robe on, returned to his place at the table. Do you understand what I just did? Jesus said.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
You called me your teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that's who I am.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
So if I'm your teacher and Lord, and have just washed your dirty feet, then you should follow the example that I've set for you and wash one another's dirty feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
Now do for each other what I have just done for you.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
I speak to you timeless truth. A servant is not superior to his master, and an apostle is never greater than the one who sent him.
我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
So now put into practice what I have done for you, and you will experience a life of happiness.Enriched with untold blessings.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Then we just go down to verse 33 for a few verses.
我们到34节。
My dear friends, I only have a brief time left to be with you, and then you will search and long for me. But I tell you what I told the Jewish leaders, you'll not be able to come where I am.
33节，小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。
So I give you now a new commandment. Love each other just as much as I have loved you. But when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you're my true disciple.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
The Gospel of John is a gospel of love.
约翰福音乃是一个爱的福音。
We know that the most familiar verse is John 3:16.
我们最熟悉的就是约翰福音三章十六节。
And we know that the first half of this Gospel of John, chapters 1 through 12, speak about Jesus' love and his willingness to die for us, that we might be saved.
我们知道约翰福音从第一到第十二章，他讲到了耶稣的爱，也讲到了他如何愿意为我们受死。
But when we open our Bibles to John chapter 13 through 17, we open them to holy ground.
可是当我们打开约翰福音十三章的时候，我们竟来到了一个圣地。
These chapters are indeed the Holy of Holies of the Gospel of John.
这几章圣经实在是约翰福音的一个至圣所。
And if anyone enters into the reality of what these words are speaking,
如果有人能够进入这些话语所说到的真理,
they also come into the experience of the ecstasy of God's love.
他们真是能够进入就是神的爱的一种狂喜。
So you see that the whole Gospel of John is about the love of God.
整个约翰福音都是讲到神的爱。
But in these chapters, it's only written for Christians.
可是单单这几章只是为了基督徒写的。
Anybody can read them, but they won't make any sense to them.
每个人都可以读它，可是有一些人就完全不能理解。
John's Gospel is like the book of Deuteronomy in one special way.
约翰福音就好像生命记一样，有一个很重要的原因。
You probably know that the word Deuteronomy comes from a Greek word.
你也许知道这个生命记，它这个希腊文，它有一个字。
How are you going to do this in Chinese?
Try.
Deuteros means two.
那个 Deuteros, 英文的 Deuteros 是二的意思。
Nomos is the Greek word law.
Ono 的意思是律法。
So Deuteronomy is the second law.
所以生命记就是好像第二次的律法。
So we have Moses just before he dies.
所以在摩西他要死之前。
And he's telling again the stories of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers.
所以他再一次的述说了就是创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记的故事。
He gives again the Ten Commandments.
他再一次把十诫提出来。
The rules of eating, the offering of sacrifices.
讲到那些饮食或者是献祭的一些礼仪。
He speaks about numbers and the wanderings of the children through the wilderness.
他讲到民数记，那以色列人他们经过旷野。
But what? Why did God have Deuteronomy in the Bible?
可是为什么神把生命记放在圣经里呢?
Because Moses shares the second law.
因为摩西他分享了第二次的律法。
Because he shares the law of God from the perspective of the love of God.
因为他分享这个神的律法乃是从这个神的爱的角度出发的。
So you know, we can look at a law and say, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
你可以看那个律法说你在我跟前不能够有别的神。
But Moses expands on that.
可是摩西却把它更扩大。
He says, Hear, Israel, the Lord your God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your strength.
所以他就跟以色列人说你们要听以色列你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
He speaks about the Exodus and how God chose the children of Israel.
他讲到出埃及记，神如何拣选了以色列人。
But you remember, he said, do not think that God chose you because you were more in number, or more brilliant, or more powerful, but because he loved you, he chose you.
他说你不要以为神拣选你是因为你数目庞大你有多好可是他是因为他爱你所以他拣选你。
And if you will read the book of Deuteronomy with these eyeglasses on, you will see that he's saying,All of this covenant with God is because he loves you and he has set his heart to keep you.
所以你如果看这个生命记这样子看的话你就看见神何等的爱你他也借着这些律他也借着这些他来保守你。
The Gospel of John is sort of like the second gospel.
可是约翰福音就好像是第二本福音一样。
We already have the details of Jesus' life, the messages he preached in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
我们从马太、马可、路加福音里面，我们已经知道耶稣的生平跟他的故事。
But when John tells the story of the gospel of Jesus,
可是当约翰讲到耶稣的故事的时候
he talks about the love behind the gospel.
他讲到了在这个福音之后的一个爱。
He shares with us many discourses where Jesus reveals how much he loves his Father.
他跟我们分享许多耶稣的谈话，关乎于耶稣跟父的爱。
And he talks about how much he loves his disciples.
他也讲到主何等的爱他的门徒。
Our brother this morning, our brother Lucio, when he shared the Lord's table, he shared from John chapter 13, verse 1.
我们的 Lucio 弟兄早上在开场的时候，他就跟我们分享到约翰福音三章的第一节。
You remember what it said?
我们记得他说的。
Jesus had loved them all of his life with his disciples, and now, as he was going away, he wanted to love them to the uttermost.
所以我们记得主耶稣爱他的门徒，现在他要在离世之前，他要就要爱他们到底。
Now we all know that his love to the uttermost was when he went to the cross and died for them.
我们知道他爱他们到底的是乃是在他上到十字架为他们死。
But we also see in this chapter 13 how Jesus shared his love with his disciples before his departure.
可是我们也在约翰福音十三章里头看见主耶稣何等的让与他的门徒分享他的爱。
And the high point of John chapter 13 itself.
所以这个十三章的一个高峰呢。
And everything leads up to it is.
这一切的故事都是到达一点。
A new commandment I give unto you.
乃是呢，我给你一条新的命令。
Now, the disciples already knew the great commandment.
那些门徒们他们已经知道。那个最大的诫命。
What was the great commandment?
那最大的诫命是什么呢?
Deuteronomy chapter 6, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength.
生命记第六章，你们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
然后也要爱人如己。
By this you could be sure you will love your neighbors because we love ourselves.
因为我们爱自己，所以我们就知道要去爱人。
But now, Jesus gives a new commandment, which is higher.
可是现在主耶稣他却给了一个更高的一个诫命。
Why is it higher?
这为什么更高呢?
A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another.
我给你一条新的命令,你要彼此相爱。
Well, that sounds like loving your neighbor, right?
这听起来好像是就是爱人如己一样。
No, no, no. Love one another.As I have loved you.
这并不是的。你要爱彼此相爱是如我怎样爱你们，你们也要彼此相爱。
This love is a little higher than just how much you love yourself, so you'll love other people.
这个爱是比好像你怎么样爱你自己，你就知道怎么样爱人还要高。
This is a higher love.
这是一个更高的爱。
It's actually an impossible love.
这其实是一个不可能的爱。
If we intend to do it by our own.Life.
如果我们想要用我们自己的生命的话，是不可能的。
How can we possibly love one another like he loved us?
我们怎么可能可以彼此相爱，就像他爱我们一样呢？
Only somebody whose head has been on Jesus' chest and heard his heartbeat can tell us how to do this.
只有一位他的头曾经靠在耶稣的胸膛上，他能够跟我们说如何。
You remember.John's name was given to him by other disciples, by the way. John didn't call himself, I am the disciple whom Jesus loved.
你知道约翰呢他没有称呼自己是主所爱的那一位门徒是别人这样子名给他这个名字。
But when all of the other disciples talked about John, they said, yeah, he's the guy whom Jesus loved.
当别的门徒说到约翰的时候他们就说他是那一位耶稣所爱的门徒。
Now, some people say it's because John was the only teenager in the group.
有些人会说因为约翰是他们的当中唯一的一个年轻青少年十七岁的。
And we know God loves our teenagers the most.
我们知道神最爱我们当中的年轻人。
When you get as old as you, he doesn't love you so much anymore.
当你到你这个年纪的时候他也许不怎么爱你。
No, no, no. But I'll tell you one thing we know about John.
可是我们都认识约翰的一点。
You remember at the Last Supper, John was leaning on Jesus' breast.
我们记得在最后的晚餐的时候，约翰他就把他的头靠在耶稣的胸膛。
He could hear.
他可以听到他的心脏在跳动，跳动，跳动。
And so we find that John's gospel is a retelling of the gospel of Jesus with some new things added we hadn't seen in the other three gospels.
所以我们看见约翰福音里头有提到一些是别的三本福音里头没有提到的。
In the gospel of John, Jesus shares a heart secret with his disciples.
在约翰福音里头主耶稣向他的门徒开启了一个奥秘。
And what is the secret?
这个秘密是什么呢?
It's the secret of how much Jesus loves his Father And his father loves him.
那就是主耶稣何等的爱他的父，父也是何等的爱他。
Just listen to a few verses.
你单单听几节。
In John chapter 15 and verse 9, he says this.
对，约翰福音第十五章第九节说。
Just as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Now abide in my love.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。
Now, in the other Gospels, he doesn't share these secrets, but John remembers when Jesus shared these with him.
在别的福音书里头没有提到，可是约翰却在这里想到。
Can I tell you a secret?
我可以跟你讲个秘密吗？
I love the Father. Father loves me.
我爱父，父也爱我。
Now, of course, the disciples immediately would say, oh, we believe that.
当然这个门徒会说哦，我们相信这个。
But then he says, now, I have loved you with the same love. Now abide in that love.
他就说我也用同样的爱爱你们，你们也要常常在这个爱里。
Or listen to John chapter 5 and verse 20.
或者是约翰福音第五章的二十节。
For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing.
父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看。
What a wonderful revelation.
这是何等的一个启示。
Now the disciples are walking with Jesus.
那个门徒与耶稣同行。
Jesus speaks and they say, wow, where did he get that from?
当耶稣说话的时候，他们非常的惊讶，这耶稣从哪里得到这些话。
Jesus walks on the water and they say, wow,Where did he get that power?
当耶稣在行在水面上，他们是又惊讶，这是耶稣有何等的能力。
Well, Jesus did a miracle. They said, wow, look at that.
当耶稣行一个神迹的时候，他们又非常的惊讶，看这个。
Now Jesus says, psst.
耶稣说
how? He says, I love the Father, and you know what?He loves me so much. He tells me what he's doing. So I do.
所以耶稣说我爱父，父也何等的爱我，所以他就把我当做的事告诉我。
See, if he says, I'm judging that person, then Jesus says, I judge that person.
当父说我论断那个人，主耶稣就说我论断那个人。
The Father says, I'm healing that person, and then I heal that person.
当父说要医治那个人，主耶稣就医治他。
The authority and the power and the wisdom that I have come because I listen to the Father. He tells me what he's doing. He tells me what's going to happen.
我的权柄跟我的能力都是出于父他跟我说应当如此行。
Now that also means he knew he was going to die on the cross.
这也是意味着他要在十字架上丧命。
Listen to this in John chapter 8, verse 28 and 29.
在约翰福音第八章二十八、二十九节。
And so Jesus said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you'll know that I am He, and I do nothing on my own initiative, that I speak these things as the Father taught me. And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him.
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督。并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的。那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
Now, the Father would say from heaven a loud voice three times during Jesus' life, This is my Son, whom I am well pleased.
父他从天上有三次发出声音说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
Why is he well pleased?
他为什么喜悦呢?
He's pleased with me because I love him and I only do the things that he's taught me.
他喜悦我因为我爱他我也做他所要我做的。
I do nothing of my own initiative.
我按着我自己的意愿我没有做任何事。
Or here's another one in John chapter 10 and verse 17.
这还有另外一节是约翰福音第十章十七节。
For this reason, the Father loves me, because I laid down my life so that I may take it again.
我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。
Now we think that Jesus just went ahead and went to the cross and his emotions weren't upset, but that's not true.
我们以为说耶稣就上了十字架，他的感情并没有什么触动。
You know, when he was in the garden, he was crying, he was weeping.
其实并不是的，他在那个园子里头，他在哭泣。
But how could he accept the Father's will and not his own?
他怎么能够就是承受父的旨意而不是他自己的呢?
Because it says right here, he had confidence that the Father loved him, and I'm going to lay down my life.
他有信心知道父爱他，我就把我的命舍去。
He says he will raise me up again. I have to trust.
他说了他会把我从死里复活，我要信靠他。
And just one last.In John chapter 1 verse 18.
然后最后一次就是约翰福音第一章十八节。
It says in the gospel, Now no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained it.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
I can't help but think how wonderful this is.
我真是看见这是何等的美妙。
Jesus says, the gospel says,
这个福音说到
the Son of God has been in the heart of God his Father.
就是呢神的儿子乃是在父的心中。
And John, the disciple, has been in the heart of Jesus on his bosom.
然后约翰这个门徒他也在耶稣的胸膛胸在心里。
And so when we enter John chapter 13 through 17, we're actually opening into an ocean of love.
当我们翻开约翰福音13到17章，我们其实打开了一个像江河一样的爱。
Because Jesus is about to go away.
因为耶稣他快要离去。
And he loves his disciples so much.
他何等的爱他的门徒。
That he wants them to bring them into the Holy of Holies, which he calls The Father's house.
他愿意把他们带进这个至圣所，乃是神的家。
You know, when we turn to John 14 at the beginning, it speaks of the Father's house.
我们翻到约翰福音十四章的时候，他提到了神的住处。
Now, what does that mean?
父的家是什么意思呢？
Let's read a few verses.
我们读几节。
Don't worry or surrender to fear, for you believed in God. Now trust and believe also in me.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
My father's house has many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would tell you plainly, because I go to prepare a place for you. And when everything is ready, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you may be where I am.
我在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Now I think by now all of you know that this verse has two realities to it.
我相信你们已经看见这一节有两个实际的事在里头。
Many times when we're at a memorial service of someone who's passed away.
有的时候我们在有人被主接去，我们在他的追思礼拜里头。
We take great comfort from this word that the Father has prepared His house for us.
我们真是得到许多的安慰，因为这一节就是父在耶稣在为我们预备地方。
And this speaks of the eternal abode of God.Where we will dwell with him forever through Jesus Christ.
这乃是神的家，神的家，父的家，是我们永远可以跟主耶稣在一起的地方。
But what the disciples did not know at this moment.
可是门徒这个时候他还不知道的是。
But they would become aware of in some under 50 days.
他们要在50天左右，他们就能够真实认识。
Is that the Father's house?Is not only for the future and eternity in heaven.
就是父的家不是只是在永远的那个天上。
The Father's house is where we live on earth. Because he says, in the Father's house are many dwelling places. Now, it's interesting, because as you follow the chapters,
当我们跟着这些章节走的时候,
the word for dwelling places in the Greek is actually the word we would just say abidings.
这个住处,这个希腊字呢,它的意思其实就是常住的意思。
There's a Greek word meno, that means abide.
那个希腊的字是叫做meno,就是常住。
So the Father's house is where we abide.
所以父的家就是我们常住的地方。And
then in chapter 15, he starts talking about abide in me.
然后在15章里头就提到了住在我里面。I
am the Father's house.
我就是父的家。You
abide in me.
你住在我里面,
I abide in you.
我就住在你的里面。
There's a new life now.
所以现在有一个新的生命。
Not just a life on earth.
不单单是地上的生命,
waiting to go to heaven.
等待着去天上,
but a life lived now.
确实,
in the Father's house.
确实活在现今,
now the disciples did not understand that. And so chapter 13 through 17, Jesus has to bring them in on the threshold into the Father's house.
所以主耶稣借着13到17章, 他需要把他们带进好像跨过一个门槛一样。
And so Jesus gives them the words that he spoke.
所以主耶稣把他所说的话给他们。
But the disciples had no idea what he meant. Because along with the word, what do we need?
因为跟着这些话语,
the Spirit of God to explain the word. So when Jesus spoke John 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, they heard the words, but it took the day of Pentecost before they understood what he was speaking about the Holy Spirit.
所以当主耶稣说约翰福音13、14、15、16、17章的时候, 他们并不了解, 一直要等到五旬节, 圣灵降下以后, 他们才能了解。
Now Jesus loved his disciples so much.
主耶稣他何等的爱他的门徒。
Now just think of these four thresholds that the disciples must cross over to come into this Holy of Holies in the Father's house.
我们稍微思想一下, 门徒他们需要经过四道的门槛才能够来到父家的这个至圣所。Four
changes must happen.
四种转变需要发生。The
disciples were going to have to go from the awareness of Christ's physical presence in their midst.
这个门徒们他们需要能够转有一种转变是耶稣他本来就是他身体的与他们的同在。To
discovering Christ's spiritual presence within them by the Holy Spirit.
能够从那个转变成为到耶稣他们能够借着一个灵里的与他们的同在在内在的。Now
don't you think the disciples were brokenhearted when Jesus died on the cross?
你觉得主耶稣他死在十字架上的时候他们的心是不是忧伤呢?
And then when he rose again, they got excited. Okay, Jesus is resurrected. Now he can be with us forever.
可是当主耶稣复活的时候,他们何等的兴奋, 因为他们以为主耶稣可以永远与他们同在。
But Jesus said, no, I'm sorry.
可是主耶稣说,对不起。
I have to go back to my Father.
我需要回到父那里。
There's things that can only be done from heaven.
只有一些事情只能够从天上发生。
But you will one day discover, I live inside of you.
可是有一天你们会发现我住在你们的里面。That's
quite a transition.
这是一个很大的一种转折。If
you have somebody you love for years and then they go away.
如果你已经爱一个人很久,许多年,可是他却离去了。Now
how you miss them.
你非常的想念他。But
what if they came back inside of you?
可是如果他竟然回到你的里面,
oh, this is quite a work the Holy Spirit has to do.
这真是一个圣灵需要做到的事。
How many of you think if the disciples took a vote and said, okay, how many of you want Jesus to stay with us forever? They would have said, I.
你如果好像投票问这些门徒说,你们有多少人希望说主耶稣能够永远与你们同在,那他们都会举手。
Anybody opposed?
有没有人否决,反对?
Maybe Judas goes like this.
也许犹大会稍微举手。
Now a second change.
然后第二种的转变。
Jesus, God in the flesh, was limited in time and space. He can only be in Capernaum, or in Nazareth, or in Jerusalem.
那耶稣他是神，可是他有肉身，他是被时空限制的，他只能够在加百农或者是在耶路撒冷。
But when the Holy Spirit came,
可是当圣灵来的时候,
Jesus said, "It's to your advantage that I go away."
主耶稣说，我离开对你们是好的。
Because the Holy Spirit can be everywhere at once.
因为圣灵能够无所不在。
He is omnipresent.
他是无所不在的。
I just heard a wonderful testimony yesterday.
我昨天刚刚听到一个美好的见证。Can
I share it with you?
我可不可以跟你分享呢?
So, there was a famous missionary in Africa.
有一个在非洲的一个有名的布道家。
His name was David Livingston.
他叫做David Livingston.
And he was in Africa.
他在非洲,
preaching the gospel.
他在传福音,
and one time, before he preached the gospel, the head chief of the village says, "We're going to come and we're going to kill everybody at that meeting."
那一个就是那一个部落的族长，他就说我们要来把所有来到这个聚会的人都杀死。
The day of the gospel meeting came, they preached the gospel, everything, and they weren't killed.
可是那天福音聚会来的那一天呢，他们传了福音，然后他们并没有死。
8 years later,
八年以后,
the chief of the tribe got saved.
这个部落的这个酋长他就得救了。
And all the rest of the village got saved when the chief got saved.
当那个酋长得救了以后，剩余的部落的人他们也得救了。
And so David said, "Now, why didn't you come and kill us on that night that you swore you were going to kill us?"
那个David呢，他就说，那天你不是说你要把我们都杀死吗？为什么你没有呢？
He said, "We came with spears to kill you."
他们说我们带了长矛来要杀你。But
there were 39 giants surrounding the tent. They dared not go in.
可是那天有39个巨人，他们环围绕着这一个村落，所以我们就不敢亲近。Now
this is a true story.
这是一个真的故事。And
David Livingston took this in.
所以David Livingston他就听到了。He
went back to his home church in England to talk about what's been going on and everything.
所以他回到英国就跟他们分享这些发生的事。
And he told this story about the 39 giants.
所以他就讲到了这39个巨人的故事。
And the lady, you know, back in those days, the church, a secretary, wrote everything down.
所以在那个时候, 有教会的记录笔记，他就把它记录下来。She
said, "Oh, do you remember what day that was?"
他就说，你记不记得那是哪一天呢？
The day of the attack.
就是他们本来要攻击你们的那一天。And
they looked it up in the prayer book.
就他们在祷告部里。39
people were there at the prayer meeting, praying for that gospel meeting.
在那天的祷告会里面，有39个人在那边祷告。
And the natives thought they were giants.
那些部落的人，他们以为是他们是巨人。
Now the Holy Spirit is not limited by time or place.
所以圣灵不受任何的时空的限制。
Sometimes we sense a need to pray for somebody that you know, maybe in China.
也许你会有感动，愿意为一些人祷告，也许他们在中国。
And the Holy Spirit transcends all the time and limitations of space and answers the prayer over there.
所以圣灵就会穿过时空的限制，他就答应你的祷告。
Now a third thing that
the
disciples must learn.
这些门徒需要学的。
They will see before them in just 1, 2, 3 days the finished work of Christ's salvation.
他们在3天之内，他们就会看见主耶稣在十字架上成就的救恩。
But in John chapter 13 through 17, we discover that the Holy Spirit finishes up the finished work in our lives on this earth.
可是我们从约翰福音13章到17章，我们看见圣灵要如何成就，要完成他在世上的工作。
And the last thing I'll mention.
再最后提一件。
You know, it was Jesus' presence and Jesus' love that kept his disciples through those 3.5 years.
是耶稣的同在跟耶稣的爱。
How many times did the disciples fail him? But he kept them. They sometimes had no faith. Sometimes they had no love, but he loved them. But you know, it was in and out. Sometimes they followed, sometimes they went back to fishing. But when the Holy Spirit comes,
可是当圣灵来的时候,
He is with you forever. Your keeper. Your comforter. Your sanctifier.
是使你成圣的,
the one who will bring you to Christ likeness. And that's why John 13 through 17 is the only scripture in the whole of the Bible that talks intimately about who the Holy Spirit is.
所以约翰福音13到17章是非常仔细的、细腻的提到了圣灵是谁。
So we must look into this over several days.
所以我们需要花几次来看这个。
Theologians often call the Holy Spirit our Mother God.
神学家喜欢把圣灵称呼为我们的好像母亲的神的。We
have God our Father. We have God the Son. But because the Holy Spirit comforts us and leads us forever, He's like a mother to us. Now, of course, there is no gender in the Holy Spirit.
As a
matter of fact, the word Spirit is neutral. He is God. And He's keeping you. Why? Because of what Jesus did. But why does He love you? I don't think we realize this sometimes. The Holy Spirit created you in your mother's womb. In the Gospel, in Genesis, at the very beginning, we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father loved you and thought that you needed to come into being. The Son knew the Father's thought and He spoke the word. It was the Son of God in heaven who said, "Let there be light."
然后那个圣子呢，他就说话，他说让那里那有光。
And as soon as the Son says, "Let there be," the Holy Spirit creates whatever He said.
所以当圣子说要有光，或者是要创造，那个圣灵就创造。
When you read the great theological works of great men of God, when it comes to the chapter on the Holy Spirit, they always entitle it "Spiritus Creator," the Creator Spirit.
你看那些神学家的写的著作，他们每次讲到圣灵的时候，他的题目一定是那。 创造的圣灵,
He is your creator.
他是你的创造者,
and he does the Father love you?
是父爱你吗?
Yeah. Does the Son love you?
父子爱你吗?
Yeah.
是的.
See, many Christians don't understand how much the Spirit loves you.
许多基督徒不理解就是圣灵也爱他们。
So we have to learn a lesson, and so Jesus gives us this lesson in the foot washing.
所以我们需要学一个功课。
Now, Jesus knew a lot of things that night.
主耶稣他当天晚上他知道许多事。
A lot of things the disciples didn't know.
有许多那些门徒不知道的。
Jesus knew He was going to the cross in a few hours.
耶稣知道他几个小时就要上十字架。
In verse 2 of chapter 13, He says Jesus already knew that Judas would betray Him.
在第二节13章。 他就知道耶稣，耶稣知道犹大要卖他。And
we find out from John chapter 12 that he also knew that this would be his hour of glory when he died on the cross for the Father's work.
然后约翰福音十二章，耶稣也知道这是他要得荣耀的时刻。So
before he goes, he wants to give the disciples one more love lesson.
所以在他离去之前。
So this is the washing of feet.
所以这个是洗脚的。
We go back to John 13, verse 3.
所以十三章的第三节。
Now Jesus was fully aware that the Father had placed all things under his control, for he had come from God and he was about to go back to be with him.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Now when you read a verse like that, you think, you know, he has all power. And he's going back and you think he's going to do something fantastic, you know? One big more big miracle.
所以你当你读到这些经节的时候，你想到他有他得到的一切的权柄，一切的权力，一切的能力，他好像是要再行一个大的神迹。
Maybe he was going to go down and touch each of the disciples and say, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, some kind of miraculous thing. And they change and become glorious disciples.
他或许要来到每一个门徒上头上按手，然后说啊，收这个圣灵，受这个圣灵，然后他们好像会变成一个啊有能力的门徒。
It says the Father has placed all things into His hands. You expect something great going to happen, and then what does He do? He gets up, gets a towel, washes disciples' feet.
好像他得到了一切的权柄，他做什么呢？他只是把他的衣服脱了，他拿一条毛巾束腰，然后洗他们的脚。
Now I ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
Now the loved disciple, when he talks about this, he says it came before the Lord's Supper.
这个爱的使徒他提到的这个呢是在他主餐之前。
So before the Lord's Supper actually began, he got up, took a towel, washed his hands, because you know, before you eat, that's what you do.
所以他在主餐之前他就就是给他们洗脚。
But then how come John doesn't say anything about the Lord's Supper?
可是为什么约翰他就没有提到任何关于主餐的事呢？
Because this washing of the feet is what enabled the Lord's Supper to have such an effect.
因为这个洗脚就让这个主餐有它的一个效应。
So John remembers the Last Supper as a time when love came to a new peak in the new commandment that Jesus will speak.
所以约翰他想到这个主餐，他就知道神要借着这一个把这个命令交给他们。
So first, Jesus kneels down, starts washing the disciples' feet.
所以主耶稣他跪下来给他们洗脚。
Now of course, when it came to Peter, he had problems.
当然呢，我们来到彼得的时候，他就有一些问题了。
And his problem is the same problem that you and I have.
他的问题其实也是我们的问题。
This foot washing is about you and I.
这一个洗脚是关乎你和我。
His children.
他的儿女。
His disciples.
他的门徒。
We won't let Jesus wash our feet.
我们不愿意让耶稣来洗我们的脚。
When they came to Peter, he has the same problem we have because...Unless we receive God's love, we cannot love with His love.
除非我们领受了主的爱，我们不可能来爱别人。
1 John 4:19 says, "We love because He first loved us."
约翰一书说我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
That doesn't mean the boyfriend says, "I love you." Now the girl says, "Oh, okay, I love you too."
这不是说好像男的说哦，跟女的说我爱你然后女的就说我也爱你。
When he loved you, his presence came inside of you, enabling you to love him back.
当他爱你的时候，他的同在进到你的心，让你能够。再爱他回去。
But now you see, here's the problem. We're saved, and we know we're saved, and we know in our heads that Christ loved us because we know He died on the cross for us.
我们已经得救，我们的头脑跟我们说他在十字架上为我们死。
But,
可是呢
，we still feel like we're sinners.
我们还是感觉我们是罪人。
And we're unworthy of God's love.
我们好像不配神的爱。
And so we got to do something to pay Him back.
我们好像需要做什么事情来还给他。
So, we start to serve him. We try to love him out of our own love.
所以我们愿意从我们自己的爱里头去尝试着去服侍他，去爱他。
But we can't let him wash our feet.
可是我们却不愿意他来洗我们的脚。
You see, we have the problem of the Shulamite woman in the Song of Solomon.
我们有一个问题, 就是跟那个雅歌里面的那个苏拉密的妇人的女子的一样的问题。
How does the Song of Solomon start?
啊, 那个雅歌是如何开始的?
Oh, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, Solomon.
哦, 他就是说要, 所罗门去亲他。
But she can't kiss him.
啊, 他不能够亲他。
Unless he kisses her first.
非得要
Solomon's the king.
She's
just a little woman in the field.
她只是好像在田地里头的女子。
Now I know we've got some crazy teenagers today.
我们知道我们当中有一些很疯狂的一些年轻人。
Who might see our beautiful young people like Abraham and go up and kiss him.
他们会看见像亚伯拉罕这样子的男的。
But in the ancient days, nobody dared to do that.
可是在古时没有人敢这样做。
But of course, what happened?
可是发生什么了呢?
Solomon came and kissed her.
所罗门过来跟她亲嘴。
And now she's crazy in love.
然后她就完全充满了爱。
You see, unless you know that Jesus kissed you, you can't kiss him back.
除非你知道耶稣已经亲与你亲嘴。
Oh, you can say, I know he loves me. He promised he's going to save me. I'm going to live forever.
你知道说他已经答应了，他要爱我，与我永远同在。
So this is Peter's problem.
所以这个是彼得的问题。
We read in John 13, verse 6.
我们在约翰福音第六章。
When Jesus got to Simon Peter, he objected and said, I can't let you wash my dirty feet. You're my Lord.
第六节，彼得说。 主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
And then Jesus said, You don't understand the meaning of what I'm doing right now, but soon you'll understand.
耶稣说，你我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。
It says, Then Peter looked back at Jesus.
彼得就看着耶稣。
Probably turned his head sideways.
他也许这样子看他。
What did he answer?
他怎么说呢?
He said, You'll never wash my dirty feet. Never!
你永不可洗我的脚。Oh
my goodness.
哦,这真是不得了。
Literally in the Greek, you want to know what he said?
在希腊文里头他说什么呢?
He says, No, never, unto eternity will you wash my feet.
他的意思就是在永世甚至永远的里头你都不能够洗我的脚。Oh,
what a good Christian he was.
他是何等好的一个基督徒。
Peter loved the Lord, we know that.
我们知道彼得爱主。
He said, I'll follow you to death.
他说我愿意跟你一起死。
Of course, that was his own love.
其实那是他自己的爱。
Did Peter follow him to death?
彼得有没有跟随耶稣去死呢?
No, he denied him three times.
他三次不认主。
See, that's how far your love goes for the Lord.
这就是我们的爱能够达到多少地。
And so, of course, you see what happened. He refused and he rebuked the Lord.
所以他就拒绝了，他就甚至还责备主。
A master never serves a servant.
一个主人绝对不能够服侍仆人。
Oh, but the Lord really confused him.
可是主却说了一些让他很惊讶的话。He
said, Peter, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, then you will not be able to share life with me.
耶稣说,我若不洗你,你就与我无份了。Peter
didn't understand.
彼得他不理解。But
Peter said, okay, then wash my head, and wash my hands.
彼得说,不但我的脚,连手和头也要洗。No,
no, no, Peter.
不,彼得。
You don't have to be baptized again.
你不需要重新受浸。
You don't have to be saved again.
你不需要重新得救。
You're already clean, you've already been washed.
你已经干净了, 你已经洗净了。
Speaking of the blood of the Lamb.
他是在讲, 羔羊的血。
But your feet need to be washed.
可是你的脚需要被洗。
Now you see, Peter was in this ocean of love in uncharted territory for a fisherman.
所以彼得他好像是在一个 从来他深不可测的一个江海里头，他是一个渔夫。
We don't know how to navigate the love of God.
他不知道如何能够航行在这一个海中。
Is Peter just like you?
彼得是不是像你一样?
Are you too humble to let Jesus wash your feet?
你是不是谦卑到一个地步，不让耶稣来洗你的脚呢?
Are you too ashamed?
你是不是太羞耻呢?
Or are you too proud?
还是你太骄傲呢?
You're just like Peter.
你就像彼得一样。
And you know the story. brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个故事。
Missionaries, preachers, Sunday school teachers, so many times try to love the Lord by serving Him in their own strength.
许多的传道人，许多的主日学的老师，他们喜欢用自己的能力来服侍主。
I'm going to prove I love Jesus. I'm going to serve this Sunday school class. This is the junior high, the toughest class. They're going to beat me up, but I'm going to love them. I'm going to serve them.
我说我是那主日学的这些初中的老师，他们会对我很不好，可是我会要一定要爱他们，要服侍他们。
The missionary says, well, I'd rather rust out than burn out. I'm going to go everywhere, preach the gospel everywhere.
那个传道士他说我宁愿就是精疲力尽的也要就是把福音传到所有的地方。
And the Christians do many things that the Lord never commanded them to do.
所以许多基督徒他们做了许多主完全没有叫他们做的事情。
Look at me.
你看我。
24/7 I'm doing something.
我24小时7天我都在做一些事情。
You know I love God.
你知道我是爱神的。
Strange, Jesus doesn't call you the disciple whom Jesus loved.
可是主耶稣却不叫你做一个耶稣所爱的门徒。
Why does he choose Mary instead of Martha?
为什么他选了玛利亚没有选马大？
Now I know almost all of you are Marthas.
我相信你们所有的人都是马大。
But why does Jesus choose Mary?
可是为什么主耶稣会选择玛利亚？
Mary allowed Jesus to wash her feet.
因为玛利亚她选择就是耶稣了她洗耶稣的脚。
But we...We're like the church of Ephesus by the end of the first century.
可是我们就像是以弗所的教会在第一世纪末。
The church of Ephesus in the book of Revelation was the most faithful, busy, serving church, although it had left its first love.
那个以弗所教会在启示录里头，它其实是最有信心、最有爱，就是爱。可是他们却离弃了他们起初的爱。
Now, people have all kinds of ideas about what the foot washing is all about.
很多人他们对于这个洗脚有不同的概念。
Some people think it's about salvation.
有一些人以为是关于救恩。
And some churches have a foot washing every year.
有一些教会他们每一年都会举行这个洗脚的。
And it's to make sure that the Christians stay Christians or else they'll get lost.
这就他们要确定这些基督徒他们会持续的是做基督徒。
Some people say the foot washing is about sanctification.
有一些人认为洗脚是关乎于成圣。
We've been bathed, so we're clean. That's salvation.
我们已经洗过澡，我们是洁净了，是得救。
But now we need our feet clean. That's sanctification.
所以我们的脚需要洗，是为了成圣。
And so, once a year, there's a bunch of churches.
每一年有许多教会。
Catholic Church.
有这个天主教
，Greek Orthodox Church，
有那个希腊的东正教
，Anglican Church，
这个英国的国教就是安利甘会
，Episcopal Church，
还有这个也是
Methodist Church，
国教就这个
Presbyterian Church，
长老会
，They have a foot washing， one day a year，
他们一年一次都会有洗脚的。
Now what day is that？
这是什么日子呢
？Anybody know？
有什么人知道呢？
Maundy Thursday. Have you ever heard of that?
这个叫做着洗节。
Maundy Thursday.
着足节。
It's the day before Good Friday.
就是在主受难的那个第礼拜五的之前的。
Jesus washed the disciples' feet the day before he died.
就是在主耶稣死以前他洗门徒的脚。
So every Maundy Thursday, they have a foot washing.
所以每一个那个着足节，他们都会洗脚。
Now only one person foot washes.
只有一个人洗脚。
And who is he?
是谁呢
？The priest.
就是那一个就是那个神父或者是神职人员。
They prove that the priest is the most humble of all.
就是证明好像这一个神职人员是最谦卑的。
They find a poor person.And the person comes up, and the priest washes their feet.
他们选一个最贫穷的一个人上来，然后那个神职人员就洗他的脚。
Now, not the rest of you, just one person.
并不是你们剩余的人，而是就是那个人。
By this, they show how humble they are.
他们就这样子表明他们何等的谦卑。
But this isn't about sanctification. This isn't about being humble.
这不是关于成圣，这不是关于谦卑。
This is Jesus loving us to the uttermost.
这是关乎于主耶稣他爱我们爱到底。
You know, Jesus loves you.
你知道主耶稣爱你。
And he comes to serve you.
他来服侍你。
You cannot serve him.
你不可能服侍他。
Until he has first served you.
直到他先服侍了你。
Some people say we are saved to serve.
有一些人说我们得救就是要服侍。
No, we're not.
我们并不是。
We're saved to be served.In order that we might serve.
我们得救是要被人服侍以后叫我们可以服侍。
Service should be the overflow of having been served by the Lord.
我们的服侍乃是应当是从因为主耶稣服侍了我们以后而满意出来的。
How many times we minister out of our knowledge?
我们经常是从我们头脑的知识来服侍。
Out of tradition?
我们的传统。
Out of our emotions?
从我们的感情出发。
Without Jesus ever first washing our feet.
却从来没有主耶稣先洗过我们的脚。
It's a very humble thing.
这是一个非常谦卑的事。
But we need this.
可是我们需要它。
The meaning of the foot washing is not sanctification or salvation.
这个洗脚的意义不是得救或者是救恩或者是成圣。
It's about refreshment.
它是讲到一个畅快。
Jesus took his disciples whose feet were dirty and he refreshed them by washing their feet.
主耶稣他的门徒有这个脏的脚所以他就把他们洗净。
The spiritual application is this.
所以我们有一些属灵的应用。
If we want to refresh other people, we have to be refreshed by the presence of the Lord.
我们如果愿意别的人能够畅快我们也需要让主能够来畅快我们。
Now maybe yesterday you were fresh.
也许昨日你是很活泼的。
But today you need to be refresh.
可是今日你就需要能够得到畅快。
His presence must meet you.
他的同在需要遇见你。
This ministry that we minister one to another.
我们这个执事我们彼此服侍的执事。
In one application, Jesus could have said, this is a new commandment.Refresh one another as I have refreshed you.
主耶稣可以说你们要彼此使彼此畅快就如同我让你们畅快一样。
Do you know why John was such a dangerous person to the Romans?
你知道为什么约翰对于罗马人是这样危险的人吗?
Because he was so full of the presence of Jesus.
因为他是非常充满的主耶稣的同在。
Because he'd been refreshed in the presence of the Lord.
因为他在主的跟前得到了这个安舒畅快。
If we don't have time,
如果我们没有这个时间
to come into the living rivers of the Holy Spirit,
能够来到就是圣灵的一个活水的里头
then we have nothing to give one another.
我们不会有任何东西可以彼此供应。
You can tell when somebody shares a word,or teaches a Sunday school class, and they've been refreshed by the Lord because there's something living there.
我们都看见有些人讲道的时候，你知道他曾经在主的跟前得到这样。
The Lord's love comes out.
到主的爱就能够流淌出来。
You know, I think probably, how many of you remember or know who Sister Pearl is?
我不知道你们当中有多少人认识。
How many of you know Sister Pearl?
Pearl 姐妹。
She's from Hong Kong. What's her Chinese name?
张姊妹。
You know her? You know her?
有认识她的人吗?
Well, she's a dear sister who's gone on to glory now.
她已经被主接去了。
And one time I asked her when we were together.
有一次我们聚会的时候问她。
I said, could you tell me, what do you remember the most about Brother Watchman Nee when he would minister the Word of God?
他说我问他就是尼托森他这些信息他的执事你最有印象的是什么东西
Now, you know, she spent some years there in Shanghai in the meeting there with Brother Watchman Nee.
他曾经在上海跟尼托森弟兄有一起的时间。
Now, what do you think she said?
你觉得他说了什么呢?
Well, here's what she said.
他说了这个。
When we got through from work during the day,I had to take a number of buses to cross all the way across the city of Shanghai to get there to, what road is it?
他说我们做工以后
What is it?
他需要
Hardoon Road.
他需要经过他需要坐好多趟的这个 bus 才能够到达他们
We all came in directly from work to the evening meeting.
我们都是从我们工作的地方, 来到这个晚上的聚会。
She said, what I remember the most
我最记得有印象的是,
is when our brother spoke, we were all refreshed.
当我们的弟兄分享的时候, 我们都得到了舒畅, 得到了畅快。
Now that's a very interesting answer.
这是一个很特别的一个回答。
Of course, he spoke great teaching.
他当然有给许多的教训或教导。
But all these tired folks came together.
可是这些, 非常疲惫的人, 他们聚在一起。
Like we do on Thursday night for prayer.
好像,
Tuesday night for prayer.
好像我们礼拜二祷告会的时候一样。
Even the brother leading the prayer like this.
甚至那些在带领前面的弟兄, 他们是这样子的。
Everybody's so tired.
好像每个人都很累。
If we have been refreshed by the Lord, we pray in this, we suddenly feel healthy. We feel some surge of life.
可是如果我们被主畅快让主给我们这个安舒的话，我们好像有更多的力量。
That happens in our worship meetings. Hopefully sometimes when a brother is preaching up here on Sunday.
所以也希望是我们在主日的时候在讲道的时候。
When we come together,
当我们聚集,
if the breeze of the Holy Spirit begins to blow, we all sense, the Lord is good.
当那个圣灵的风在吹的时候，我们当中的时候，我们说主真是美好。
In these last days, we really need to refresh one another.
我们现在幕后的日子，我们何等需要彼此的，能够有这样子的畅快，彼此的安舒。
Don't criticize one another.
所以我们不要彼此的批评。
Love one another.
彼此的相爱。
One more story. I know I'm over time, but one more story.
我们已经过了时间，我们再讲一个故事。
Way back in 1986.
在1986年的时候。
Most of you weren't alive then.
很多人现在都还不在，是那个时候还不在。
I lived out on Long Island in Huntington.
我那个时候住在长岛的Huntington.
And for 1 year, every Tuesday night, we held a gospel meeting in a theater.
每一年有一天晚上是礼拜二，我们在一个戏院里面，我们会传福音。We
call it Good News Tuesday.
我们把它叫做好消息的礼拜二。And
every Tuesday we rented out a theater. People came. We sang songs.
所以我们每那个礼拜二，我们就会租一个戏院，我们就请大家来。We
have puppet shows for the children. It's something when puppets preach gospel to each other. They're very powerful. Somebody shares a testimony and somebody preaches.
有一些人有见证,
okay. Back in 1986, I used to play tennis.
在1986年的时候我打那个网球。
One of my tennis partners is a man named Bart.
有一个跟我打球的人叫Bart.
And Bart was a rabbi.
他是一个拉比。
So one day after we got through playing tennis,
所以有一天我们打完网球以后,
and I beat him as usual.
我当然就把他打败了。
I was left-handed, very hard to hit left-handed.
我是用左手打球的。
Bart said to me, come speak in my synagogue.
那个Bart就说你来我们的那个会堂去来讲。
So I went and spoke, but that's another story.
所以我就去那边讲道，这是另外一个故事。
I said, I want you to come Good News Tuesday and come and speak to the group.
我就希望Bart能够到我们的好消息礼拜二来跟大家讲道。
And here's what we'll do that night.
我们那天晚上要这样子。
You get up and say, what's wrong with Christians?
所以你起来说, 基督徒是什么问题?
Then I will get up and say, what's wrong with Jews?
然后我要起来说, 这个犹太人是什么问题?
He said, okay, that's very fair.
他说, 好, 这是非常公平。
Of course, we were kind.
我们都很友善。
Now, what do you think he said? He only had one problem with Christians.
你知道他说了什么吗? 他对基督徒只有一个问题。
That he'd been a chaplain in the army. So, you know, a Jewish chaplain has to work with a Protestant and a Catholic chaplain. And, you know, in the army, he was a chaplain.
所以他曾经在军里头当做那个军中的牧师，也不是牧师，他是给那些犹太人的牧师。
And you know the one thing he said?
他说了一句话。
He says, the one thing when I think is Christians have a problem is this.
他说我有对基督徒有一个问题是这个。
They say that their religion, above all, is a religion of love, yet they don't love one another.
他说他们的宗教是一个爱的宗教，可是他们却不彼此相爱。
Because he would see the Baptist chaplain fighting the Catholic chaplain, fighting the other chaplains, fighting about things in doctrine, and we don't fellowship, and you know, all that.
所以因为他看到了那些浸信会的牧师、啊、好像在跟这些天主教的牧师或者是怎么样，他们会彼此的 争论。
And you know what Jesus says?
你知道耶稣说什么吗？
If you have love one for another, the world will see.
你如果能够彼此相爱的话，这个世界会看得见的。
That's why back in 197 AD, the famous Bishop Tertullian from Africa,
所以在一、呃、主后的197年，这个非洲有一个主教士叫做、呃、特图里安。
He wrote a letter.
他写了一封信。
And in that letter, he made the famous quotation.、
呃、在那封信里头，他有一句话。
All the Romans around us, they remark, see how these Christians love one another.
他说在我周围的罗马人，他们都说我们这些基督徒，他们何等彼此相爱。
Now this isn't trying to love one another with your little itty bitty love, or my little itty bitty love.
哦，这不是讲到好像你和我都用一些我们自己小小轻微的爱。
But if you've been baptized into the love of Jesus,
可是如果你曾经在主的爱里头、呃、受浸浸
then refresh your brothers and sisters.
那你就叫你的弟兄姐妹可以畅快，可以安舒。
Show them Jesus love.
向他们表明主的爱。
We have to deal with this very uncomfortable fact that Jesus is more humble than we are.
我们需要认识我们需要承认主耶稣比我们更谦卑。
Now he's willing to go down and wash your feet.
他愿意去洗你的脚。
Don't tell him, no, you never wash my feet.
不要跟他说不，你不能够洗我的脚。
It's very humbling to be broken. Say, Jesus, I need my feet washed before I can say something to anybody else.
你需要自己能够谦卑下来跟主说洗我的脚，然后你才能够去帮助别人。
May the Lord help us to learn this simple lesson.
愿意主能够帮助我们学这个简单的功课。
Let's have a few prayers before we go.
我们结束以前，我们有一些祷告。
Amen.
Our sister prayed, Lord, we thank you for the grace and the light that you have shone upon us today. Lord, may the relationship between man and God be well, so that the relationship between man and man can be good as well. Lord, that your life, the new life, can be manifested from in our lives. We give you all the worship and praises. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Dear Lord, thank you that you washed all the feet of your disciples so that they could just serve you, serve for your gospel. Here we are, here, Lord. We pray that you wash the feet of each and everyone here. And we brothers and sisters also just wash the feet for each other. Thank you, you let our brothers reveal that marriage is even was so just pleased by the Lord that he was even washed just your own feet. the Lord's feast. We thank you just for this sharing. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the great reminder of the great invitation. We thank you so often. We need to come to you, our Lord. Only you can wash our feet, and Lord, may we really come to you and ask for the wash of feet, and we can be clean again and follow you. And we return the love to you. Is what you love us first, so we can have such a love, agape love, and we can return to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank you for your wonderful
samples.
We thank you bend over to wash the disciples' the feet. King of the King, Lord of the Lords, you humble yourself to wash disciples' the feet. How much you love us, look like ocean of love, never stop. Lord, we receive your love, but how we cannot learn from you, bend over. Wash all the sister, brother, the feet. Lord, we really humble ourselves. We repentant before you. Your precious blood wash away our sin, our bigger, ourselves. We all the time think about we don't need anybody wash our feet. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful example. We need humble ourselves. Showing your love, your unconditional love, your marvelous love, you saved us. We thank you, we praise you. We need to deny ourselves. Nothing can boast by ourselves. We all the time bow down before you, think about considering the Holy Spirit leading us. Deny ourselves, carry the cross, follow the slain man. Lord, we thank you so much. The wonderful message. Love one another. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your reminders daily. Because you are living, Lord. Resurrecting the Lord. You live now in our bottom of the heart. You always remind us and teach us how to be your disciples. Thank you and praise you. In Jesus' precious name to pray.
Amen.
And he walks with me and he talks with me. And tells me I am his own. And the joy we share has been.